This weekend, the Center for Interfaith Cooperation celebrates the work of one of its interfaith ambassadors who help build bridges between and among faith traditions. From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, Jill Dittmeyer speaks with Executive Director Charlie Wiles to learn more about how the Indianapolis organization builds relationships among religious groups.
There's been several groups throughout history in Indianapolis that have brought different faith traditions together, and I feel like we've kind of inherited that now. We're in the Indiana Interchurch Center, founded in 1967 to bring Christian groups together for dialogue, and now we've got a Jewish Community Relations Councils in that building, Muslim Alliance of Indiana, several other different religious groups. We're carrying on that legacy, if you will. We founded 10 years ago, 36-member board of directors, 9 different faith traditions on our board of directors. Denominational differences, there's probably about 25.
What sorts of dialogues are you having?
We like to focus on youth when we can. We try to give youth an opportunity to visit some of these different religious sites. We have Interfaith Youth Ambassador Program. We're about right in the middle of it now. Young people from about 5 different high schools visit 6 different houses of worship. The students themselves, some of them will lead the tours of the different houses of worship. They come up with dialogue questions. And so we're kind of like the logistic managers. We make sure that the building is open, that there's a knowledgeable person who could lead a tour. And then we just kind of help facilitate the dialogue. But really, it's the young people themselves. This is one of our programs. We have a film series with Butler University. We usually have a pretty strong religious dimension that's in the film. We attract a pretty interesting audience, about half students and half from the community. And then we have a facilitated discussion after the film. We are doing religious diversity training for some of the Fortune 500 companies, Lilly, PNC Bank, IMPD. The police department has asked us to help with some of the religious diversity training in their chaplaincy departments, the hospital corporations. Chaplains in hospitals don't know when they go into a patient's room what the religious affiliation is of the client, of the patient. And so people are curious. They want to learn. And we're trying to create an opportunity for people to learn from one another about what's important about their faith and how we can really support a good pluralistic society, which I think is the bedrock of our country.
Religion's obviously involved, but it's really more about community outreach and education.
What differentiates us from some of the other interfaith groups here in town or multi-faith groups here in Indianapolis is ours is based on building relationships. There is a wonderful program that helps on a feeding program to help feed the hungry. There's one on homeless. There's a good one now that's working on tenant rights. But ours, we decided at one point, we stepped back from politics and we wanted to create an opportunity for people simply to get to know one another, build relationships. And from that, how do we build a stronger society working together?
What are some of the success stories that your organization has produced here in Indianapolis?
We've created that space where people can feel like trusted relationships, and those trusted relationships matter. And so many things are happening in our society right now. There's a lot of volatility, a lot of tumult. But the fact that we have 400 people that are going to come down and celebrate one woman who has really opened the doors of St. Luke's United Methodist Church to explore and appreciate the face of her neighbors, I would say that's a big success. The fact that we have 85 different booths that will come down to Veterans Memorial Plaza, this will be our 8th year for doing the Festival of Faith. I just feel like that's a good success that we've been able to sustain that over 8 years. And again, we're building on a platform of a lot of hard work that people have put in before us. So I just feel like the fact that we're sustaining, we're creating that platform is just a real success here in central Indiana.
Thank you, Charlie.
It's my pleasure, Jill. Thank you.
From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, that was Jill Dittmeyer talking with Center for Interfaith Cooperation Executive Director Charlie Wiles. The 2020 Festival of Faiths takes place on Sunday, September 13th.